Palestinian Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas met his Israeli counterpart Ariel Sharon in Jerusalem Thursday evening, and both sides are describing the talks as positive. The two leaders agreed on some initial steps to ease tensions as they lay the groundwork for their discussions next week with President Bush. This was the second meeting between Mr. Abbas and Mr. Sharon in less than 2 weeks. Both men were under pressure to come up with something to bring to the table when they meet President Bush next week. The American president will want to see a sign that the roadmap for Middle East peace is beginning to be implemented, and Thursday's discussions in Jerusalem were designed to at least make a start. Mr. Sharon said Israel would ease restrictions on Palestinians from the West Bank and Gaza and release some Palestinian prisoners. The Israeli prime minister also repeated an offer to withdraw troops from some areas if the Palestinians are ready to take over security there. At the same time, he again demanded that the Palestinian leadership move decisively to dismantle militant groups and to end violence. Mr. Abbas has said he's working on the security situation and that he's close to arranging a ceasefire agreement with the militant group Hamas. He says he also wants to discuss the issue with Islamic Jihad. Both groups have claimed responsibility for numerous attacks against Israelis over the past 2.5 years. Thursday night's meeting in Jerusalem lays the groundwork for next week's summit with President Bush in Aqaba, Jordan. It will mark President Bush's first trip to the Middle East and will be seen as a test of his commitment to shepherding what is likely to be a long and difficult process. Sonia Pace, VOA News, Jerusalem.